Welcome back. This is Attorney Mark Thompson, the Paul Revere Show. I'm here with Sarah Harrison, who's running for the school board in Waukesha, and Meg McKenzie, running for the school board in New Berlin. And Meg, talked about a couple of the issues that moved you and compelled you. What else you want to say to the listeners?
Well, I mean, the big thing is, yes, that our school board needs to listen, needs to remove some barriers to hearing input, needs to balance out a little bit, needs to work together a little bit more. And then, as I was mentioning about specific student issues, in that our district has a tremendous reputation. We're a very high achieving district. However, when you peel back some of those top layers and look at sort of the middle of the road students or students who have a little bit higher academic need, are we serving those students as well? And I think that we are at a point now where we cannot just settle for a traditional academic model across the board. It doesn't work for every student. So I think that we need to take a little bit more individualized approach to each student and how they learn and allow for some flexibility there. I've talked to parents who, as I mentioned before, had to fight with the district to get the type of academic support that they needed. You know, one particular parent, she knew that her son wasn't going to excel or thrive in this traditional model and wanted something a bit alternative. And she had to fight and fight and fight and fight to get it. Finally got it, and he's thriving. And that story is not unique to just him. It happens to a lot of students. And I think perhaps our district is so focused on those numbers and, you know, maintaining butts in seats and scores and things like that, that they lose sight of why we're here. We're here to set up each child for success in their individual life.
And get better.
And get better.
And
right.
Get better.
Right. So I'd like to see a little bit less need for parents to fight for things.
So, Evan, I hear we got a caller.
We sure do. We have Lou from Cudahy.
Hello, Lou.
Yeah, here. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you. Welcome to the Paul Revere Show. What do you got to say?
You may not like it after this. You know, parents are going out and running for school boards because they're weary of this critical race theory, which is the teaching of racism from the other end. People don't want to have their kids to learning that somehow they're not quite up to snuff because of the color of their skin, and that other people who don't look like them, they're worse. You know, it teaches them how to hate, have contempt for them, and they should feel guilty because they're an American citizen. So, you know, that's an undermining of America as a political idea by the left, because the left has a profound hatred of America. And
lot to unpack. Lot to unpack there.
I wish you would have let me say something to Lou there.
Oh, he's listening, Mark.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
for it.
Here.
So, you know, Lou, I'm a white guy. I don't think we should be afraid of our own history, and we shouldn't be afraid to talk about the past, how the past impacts the present. And it just sounds like you were afraid. And I don't know what you're afraid of. I don't know why you're afraid of your own shadow. I don't think it has anything to do with left or right, for that matter. You know, we fly the Union flag, Lou. We beat the Confederacy, and we should be proud of that fact. And that's part of just teaching our history. And, you know, if you think you want to fly the Confederate flag, you can't do it in this country. That's America. We won that war. Anyway, thanks for calling, though, Lou. We got 3 minutes left here. So, Sarah and Meg, you don't need to do the polemic with Lou, but we're talking about how to make our schools better places of learning. You know, it's a very, very competitive world. We're sitting here. Putin is trying to blow us up. Putin is being this, you know, a bully is way beyond it, right? He's murdering people for sheer power. So how do we go forward?
We come together, period. We come together. We are stronger together, and we are so weak when we're this divided. And put politics aside, particularly in school districts. Your children are going to, their lives are going to be run by politicians their entire life. It should not start in kindergarten. Stop it. Take politics out of it. And when, and I hear other candidates say, I don't want politics in the school board, but it's hard to believe that they just don't want politics that don't agree with theirs in the school board. And that is not what I'm saying. I am saying that we have to work together. Yeah. We have to work together. We have to.
Absolutely.
That's where progress comes from.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I know we're not talking to Lou, but if we think that by eliminating any mention of people's differences in the curriculum that kids aren't going to notice the differences, that's absolutely incorrect. What we need to do is teach them an honest, open version of our history and also give them social-emotional learning, which gives them tools on how to interact with other people and how to understand these historical truths and go out and be productive in the community, in school and beyond. I have one of the other three had this quote that she wants to remove divisive ideologies that distract from the focus of academic proficiency, meaning social emotional learning. And it's, our kids need those tools. They need to be able to understand other people.
Folks, thank you so much for being here with us on this day before International Women's Day. I want you to think blue and yellow. Think Ukraine. Think Ukraine. Freedom. And go out on April 5th and vote for school board candidates that are going to make sure your children are competitive, smart, and talented. And I hope you join us next Monday, 7 p.m. on the Paul Revere Show. I'll have a guest. So I'm going to be off the air, but the show will be here. Thank you. Welcome back.